This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some cycling, and we head back to Illinois, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Ryan Giuliano back onto the podcast. Ryan, welcome onto the Kona Edge again. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Ryan, let's
always
talk.
A pleasure.
Let's talk about your bike. You're pretty quick on the bike. It's obviously something you love doing. What do you love about riding bikes? For me, it makes me feel like a kid again. For you, what drives you to get out there and put in the hours?
Actually, for me, I think it's more so just is trying to push myself to limits that I haven't been able to achieve before. I actually prefer almost to ride indoors quite a bit. So even when the weather's nice outside, a lot of times I'll stick the bike on the trainer and just so that I can dial in efforts and see my specific numbers that I'm able to hit and dial in. And I think that's sort of the what drives me is seeing the numbers go up and knowing that I'm getting consistently better year after year.
I'm amazed at that because I don't know if it's I've just got this aversion to being on an indoor trainer, but any opportunity to get outdoors, I'm the total opposite. But you mentioned about being in control of things and making sure that you are on top of numbers. Is it a lot easier to do it on an indoor? And if you are sort of obsessed with that, indoors the way to go?
Yeah, I definitely think it can help. So a lot of times when you're riding outside, you're either getting stopped by a stoplight or you're on a road that's undulating, so you're going uphill, downhill, and it's just a little bit harder to control your efforts and dial them in. And also, the biggest thing for me too is the safety part of things. I just like knowing that nothing's going to happen to me. I can just pedal away indoors and know that I'll be safe and get a really good workout in.
Heart rate, power. What's the deal? You use them both?
Primarily just power. Once in a while I'll stick on the heart rate monitor, but everything is based around the power numbers.
What's the biggest thing your power meter's taught you?
The biggest part I think for me has been knowing that I can push a little bit more than I thought I could. So coming from a running background, I think it was sort of hard to learn how to push myself on the bike. So I knew how to run hard and push myself to my limits, but on the bike, there were a lot of times where I would slack a little bit. And once you see that number drop a little bit, you know that, oh, I should be able to go a little bit harder and you can pick it back up. So just knowing that, seeing those set numbers and what I know that I can handle has been the biggest part for me.
Now that you're coaching as well, do you think that's something a lot of age groupers sort of do? There's a place to hide on a bike, whereas there's no place to hide in the run?
Yeah, I've noticed that with a lot of athletes that I work with, and especially when they're coming from a running background, is they don't know how to push themselves fully on the bike. And so when you see those power meter readings, you can't hide from it. So the number is the number. So if you're not hitting it, you know you're not putting in the work that you should be.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It could be good and bad, I guess.
Ryan, as far as workouts go, I mean, you mentioned the indoor. What's your favorite workout to do on the indoor?
I like doing all-out one-minute bursts. I just love to see it shoot up those power numbers, get them as high as I can go, and then taking a short rest and repeating. It's just a killer workout, and you get a lot out of it in a short amount of time. So especially for a lot of times when I'm just crunched for time or just don't have a lot of time where I can put in a longer effort, just doing that really short stuff. You get a lot out of it, and you don't have to put in the crazy long hours to get a benefit.
How many reps would you typically do?
Right around like maybe about 20 by 1 minute, and taking around like either one minute to 90 seconds in between each one.
Awesome. As far as bike goes, what bike are you riding at the moment?
Right now I'm riding a Javelin. So it was a custom built bike for me. They just released a new model this year. It's called the Majori, and it's a really, really nice ride. I've been liking riding it this year.
As far as position on the bike, I saw a couple of your pictures from Kona 2016, and you've got a very aggressive style in the bars. Is it something you've worked on, that aerodynamic position and making sure you're as low as possible?
Yeah, that's definitely been a work in progress over the years. When I first started out in the sport, I had no clue what I was doing, just sort of trusted almost what the fitters told me at the bike shop and whatever was comfortable. But I would say almost an aggressive position, you almost have to adapt to it over time, in getting your body to respond to it. So making those small changes, maybe even a little bit lower, a little bit longer in the front. I've changed my position, and my wife always makes fun of me because there's a lot of times when we're riding on the trainers and in the middle of the ride, I'll just hop out and make a small tweak, and adjust it and then test it out for the next set. So I'm always making a little tweaks and modifications, trying to dial in the fit. So it's definitely a work in progress, and it's never ending.
I'm sure. Ryan, always great to catch up. Thanks for your time today here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to delving into your run, but we'll save that for next time.
All right, definitely. Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.